You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us this morning, and today he brings us a little lesson on immigration from ancient times to the present.
The United States is a nation of immigrants. Even Native Americans immigrated here thousands of years ago across the land bridge from Siberia. Excluding those early migrants, the majority were Europeans who arrived in waves beginning in the 1500s. Spanish explorers reached our region within a few generations of Columbus. They were seeking the three G's, God, glory, and gold, though not necessarily in that order. Many early groups of conquistadors walked or rode through our region, attempting to find what the Indians had told them were the seven cities of Cibola. The Spanish interpreted this as El Dorado. What they didn't understand was that they had already discovered El Dorado. The great Mesoamerican cultures of the Mayas, the Incans, and the Aztecs. Later, the French arrived, seeking furs and the Northwest Passage, a river running east and west from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Many place names are a corruption of French names. Mississippi is an early French version of Michesseppe, spelled M-I-C-H-E-S-I-P-P-E, for the father of waters. The spelling of Ouachita is a French version of an Indian term meaning ford of a stream. Indeed, west of the Boston Mountains in Arkansas, you find the same name, not starting with O-U-A-C, but W-A-S-H. French influence is more predominant in Cajun and Creole southern Louisiana than in Protestant north Louisiana, except in Natchitoches Parish, which still retains more of its French heritage. Even the English were here as traders, and it is not uncommon to find shards of English trading china in Catawan archaeological sites. Other European cultures came to Louisiana, some extending into Texas. Of these, the Germans, the Swiss, and the Italians were very prominent. A German socialist communal group settled east of Shreveport at a colony they called Germantown near the present-day town of Minden, named for a city in Germany. Germans also went to Texas, settling most prominently in the hill country around Austin. In South Louisiana, Germans settled near Houma. This area became known as the German Coast and includes Lake de Salamon, which means the Germans in French. Another wave of immigrants arrived nearly 40 years ago when Vietnamese boat people settled along the coastal parishes of Louisiana, particularly in and near St. Mary Parish. This was a perfect choice because it was similar to their homes in Southeast Asia. The early steamboat traffic on the Red River brought waves of immigrants seeking their fortunes. Oakland Cemetery in Shreveport has a large Jewish section filled with the graves of German, Lithuanian, Russian, and Polish Jews. Most arrived as laborers but successfully climbed the economic and social ladders, with their descendants today being among the most prominent families in Shreveport. Our metropolitan areas have added Greeks, Arabs, and South Asians, including Indians and Pakistanis, and Chinese as well, the latter of whom immigrated primarily from Taiwan. The most recent wave is that of Hispanics from both Mexico and further south from several countries in Central America. Most Hispanics continue to hold Spanish as their primary language. When we say, "I am an American," it can reflect many different origins. Most immigrants assimilated into the culture and learned English. Although they all respected their heritage, many do not refer to themselves as what I call hyphenated Americans. They represent the American dream. Although some may still hyphenate to show distinctions, we must remember that they, like all of us, are Americans and part of our history, history that matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport and comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35. Morning Edition continues here in a moment.